Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
There is a lot of passion on both sides of the issue of whether or not parents and children should be separated when the parents illegally cross the border into the United States, and we'll continue that conversation. Also, a little bit later in the show, I want to talk about the group of high school students from Parkland, Florida, that is touring the country with their message about gun violence in America. And one of the goals is to promote the vote of young people by telling them to register to vote for the upcoming midterm elections. This exploded on Facebook with some really passionate comments on my Facebook page, which ranged from about the students. This is the future. They are blanked off. Two, maybe the wrong students got shot. Hang on. We're going to add that to the conversation very soon. If you don't have it yet, get it. It's the radio.com app. I used it this morning. Radio.com, it's on the App Store. Get radio.com and then favorite WWL, and you can stream this show or any show anytime, anywhere, and hook up with us on Facebook and on Twitter. Is removing children from their parents at the border driven by politics? That's the title of the Scoot blog, which is trending on our website at WWL.com. It will eventually, if it's not up yet, it will eventually be on our Facebook page as well. Before we get back to the conversation, Kathy Griffin just did another really stupid thing. I know you're probably not surprised. It'll, you know, this is a way for us to lighten up the moment and the mood by talking about Kathy Griffin. After First Lady Melania Trump issued a statement on the immigration policy and controversy concerning kids being separated from their parents, Kathy Griffin took to Twitter to criticize the First Lady. She basically said, blank you. Griffin tweeted out, blank you, Melania. You know damn well your husband can end this immediately. You feckless, complicit POS. But she said, she spelled out the POS part. If I use it, if I use an abbreviation like that, if I use an acronym like that, it's not that it's that common in the tweet. So I don't know. You know, Kathy Griffin, she's certainly entitled to her opinion, but I don't think you go around telling the First Lady blank you just because you disagree with the policy. But again, that's Kathy Griffin. All right. Jeff Sessions was talking about immigration before the National Sheriffs Association conference. I had dinner at Galatoire's last night, and at one point during the dinner, I mean this massive number. It was like clowns coming out of a small car. This massive number of well-dressed people, some of them had badges, obviously in town for the law enforcement convention. They came down from the upstairs area, and I'm telling you, they just didn't stop coming. I thought, how many people could they fit up there? Anyway, he was talking to the National Sheriffs Association conference. And Jeff Sessions says that there has been a problem with the message that's been sent about bring your kids to America.
We cannot and will not encourage people to bring their children or other children to the country unlawfully by giving them immunity in the process.
All right. I agree with sending the message. I agree that it's not good. It has not been beneficial to send this message that, hey, if you come with your kids, we're not going to prosecute you. That shouldn't happen. Because, again, I relate that to the gutter punks in the quarter that have dogs with them because it's more difficult to arrest them if they have a dog. And so that's a degree of protection. In the same way, there are people who, according to Jeff Sessions, are bringing their kids here as a way of being protected against prosecution. Jeff Sessions also said that we have a legal system to legally cross the border.
We have a generous, lawful system that admits over 1 million people a year to permanent legal status in America. But when we ignore our laws at the border, we obviously encourage hundreds of thousands of people a year to likewise ignore our laws.
All right, I agree. Follow the law. Nobody should come to this country illegally. But if somebody does, can't we apply the human equation and figure out what to do with parents and kids that's different from separating the parents and the kids the way they're being separated? And if this was so important, then why didn't President Trump do this day one? Why wasn't this something that was done a long time ago? It's being done now because there's a vote coming up on immigration. And Friday on the White House, I think it was the North Lawn of the White House, the president talked to reporters and said that it's the Democrats' fault. All they have to do is approve this bill. And I find that interesting because, again, that is a blatant admission that you're using kids for political reasons. And I don't think the Democrats are totally without fault because, you know, they're trying to focus on those that are most hurt by all of this. And the news media follows along with that by showing the most extreme cases. But again, to go back to a quote I gave last hour, a tweet sent out by DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. She said, "We do not have a policy of separating families at the border, period." But now there's this policy that's being used. So, you know, we can disagree on whether or not parents should be separated when they cross the border illegally. But what we should not disagree on is that this is being used as a political tool. Actually, let's call it a political weapon. If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. From Waveland, Dottie, welcome to our show.
Hi there. I'm calling about the immigration. We have laws, and that means that everyone should obey them, those that are coming in across the border. And if they are taking the children away from them, what about the people that are citizens of the United States who are all incarcerated? They don't have their kids with them in jail or where they're put. They're separated, and they have broken the law, but and should be punished. So why not the immigrants that are coming across the border be punished also?
Well, I think the difference is somebody in jail has already been convicted.
Yes, they might have been convicted. You mean because you crossed the border illegally, that's perfectly all right?
You're not of course that's not perfectly all right.
Well, you said if they are convicted...
Well, the kids would be removed going through the legal process as well. But, you know, I think we're talking about... If you're talking about crimes like murder and drugs, those are felony charges, and crossing the border is a misdemeanor. I didn't make it a misdemeanor, and maybe that's something that should change.
I just think that all the laws should be obeyed, and... That means the people, I don't mean we shouldn't stop immigration. I do believe that. But it should be done legally. The people that are crossing should be sent back. And so here's a number, apply. And then we'll worry about your getting in after you apply.
Dottie, I agree with you. Everybody should follow the law. And why is it so difficult? You know, this is the world that we currently live in. It's difficult for people to understand how if your view is not absolutely definitive and black and white, then they don't get it. I can be against crossing the border illegally. I can be against open borders. But for those who get here, it's like the no swimming sign. Violators will be prosecuted. A kid is drowning there. Are you going to break the law and go swim there? Of course you are. I hope you will. But essentially, it's like sitting back going, no, go ahead and drown. And I realize that these kids are not drowning, but in theory, it's the same human emotion. No, technically, I can't break the law, so the kid's going to drown. So the people get here. Why can't we add some humanity to what we do with them? And why have we added that humanity up to this point? And why suddenly now? Because President Trump played the political card. If you would like to join us, our number is 260-1870. And our text number is 870-870. Here is a text that says, because the Democrats in the past allowed and wanted everybody to get in, they are voters, and now we have to go back to the law. Well, I think George W. Bush was a Republican, wasn't he? And I think this thing, the same policy was not used during his administration. I mean, there was no policy to do the same thing. So it's not just about Obama and the Democrats. It's that suddenly this is now a political issue. I'm Scoot. We're coming back on WWL. Hey, sometimes they don't let them in, so they sneak in. Hey, that's not right. Some come with kids. And the message should clearly be, if you come with kids, we're still going to prosecute you. But there must be a better way to do this than separate the parents from their kids, because it's been done whatever way it's been done up until now. And this is a new issue. Here's a text that says, your scenario about me talking about the kid drowning in a body of water that says no swimming. The person would be performing a rescue, not swimming for pleasure. The no swimming would be tied to a legal issue of not getting in the water. They just say no swimming in those situations, but it's about not getting in the water. Mike, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. I agree with that analogy that the text came over. That makes no sense at all. I mean, really, immigrants know that they're at a risk when they come here that they will go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Illegal immigrants.
Well, we assume they know. We assume they know that, Mike.
Well, let me ask you a question. You walk in with your child, and you got a high voltage power line. You going to tell your kid to go play around it, or are you going to move away from it?
You know. Well, you know what I would do.
Yeah. Well, that's what everybody would do. So I'm sorry, things are happening in countries.
But, Mike, this is more – my discussion on the show this afternoon is more about why now, and that proves that this is a political game, and why suddenly use children as a political weapon. It sure it is.
No, we have to put a stop somehow, somewhere. We've been trying to since the 80s to do it, secure the wall. I mean, I don't know if you heard Cassidy speak, but even Mr. Norman this morning. You have to put a stop to it, and if some people are going to be hurt, fine, but – you have to get the message out to the rest of the world. You know, if something's happening in their country, their citizens of that country, they vote or whatever, they can make it better.
Well, let's be honest. They might not be able to make it better. I mean, they don't. In other countries, citizens don't have as much power as we have in this country. And even though we have power in this country to change things, we don't always do that because, as a nation, we're pretty damn lazy when it comes to voting.
Well, yes, we are. But you know, the problem is we all pay taxes. So my taxes are going to pay for somebody in Honduras to come here or somebody from Mexico.
Mike, I agree with that. But there should be suspicion as to why now.
Because we've fed up with it. And I guess it was brought out in the election. We've had enough.
So it's just a coincidence that the immigration bill vote is coming out. It's just a coincidence?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Mike, I appreciate the call. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. From the Ninth Ward, Tyrone, welcome to the show.
Hi, man. I appreciate you taking my call, and my comments are simple. This is racism. It's pure racism. It doesn't have anything to do with the immigration policy. It has everything to do with the color of the immigrant. And here's the proof of it. There are Caucasian Canadians who can come in and out of the northern border. They can walk over here. There are no ICE roundups for Canadian citizens. Here's the other point that I want to bring out to you, that there has been a spike in Russians seeking asylum in the United States. Okay, if you go look at 2017, there's a spike. None of the requirements to seek asylum for Russians has changed at all. But if you look at the rate that Jeff Sessions has changed the process, the application process to seek asylum, if you're coming from Mexico, he has made adjustments to this policy as recent as 3 weeks ago. Okay? This is white supremacy. White supremacy is overly concerned with losing the border, with overly concerned with these different, you know, groups that are coming in, unless that group is matches their skin complexion. So let's come on, man. Let's stop with the whole facade and acting like it's about, you don't like Mexicans, Trump supporters, Trump policies. You hate Mexicans. You guys, they don't like non-whites.
Yeah, I mean, here's an interesting statistic. There are 100,000 illegal Canadians in the U.S. There are several million from Mexico and South America.
Well, but hold up. You have 520,000 Europeans.
No, look, I agree with you. And Tyrone, I have talked about this because there really wasn't the same criticism of Vietnamese coming to this country and sending money back home to bring family members here.
No, it's unfair, it's cruel, right? If you look at the rights to seek asylum, right? Not rights, but if you look at the process, right? The U.S. Code 1158, right? These people are not illegal because they turned themselves in to ICE agents saying we're seeking asylum. So why is it that if they're coming from Mexico, right, that Sessions can make adjustments to make it next to impossible? But if you're white and you're coming from Russia, if you're white and you're coming from Canada, in Miami, Hilton, this last point, in Miami, you had Russian women coming to Miami to have babies.
Well, that should not have been allowed. Well, you know, I agree. I mean, I don't know if we call it racism, but that's the convenient word to use because it does have to do with the color of the skin of those coming to this country. And there is this irrational fear of illegal immigrants. This is part of what is known as the Southern Strategy. It's not just used in the South. It is something that the Republican Party has used over the years, starting back, I think, with Goldwater and with George Wallace. It is a strategy to create fear among white Americans that something bad's going to happen to you if something isn't stopped. And in many cases, the fear is more irrational than it is real. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, text 870-870. I'm Scoot. And I know many of you don't really care, but the president is telling a lie about being forced to have this policy of removing children from their parents. It's not true. We can talk about the issue of doing that, and you and I can disagree on that, but there's little doubt, in my opinion, that this is all politically driven. It's a political gesture to Trump loyalists who like this. They like that policy. And it's also a chance to blame something on the Democrats before the vote is coming up for the immigration bill. So I don't think people should come to this country illegally. But it's interesting that suddenly this now is the issue. And it's the issue now because it's about politics. So let's agree that we can disagree on whether children should be removed from their parents. But, I mean, let's be honest enough to recognize the truth. This is about politics. Mary, you're on WWL.
Yes, regarding the last caller, he's onto something. Now, it might not be racial. It could be educational. But there are tons of illegal, and I used to live up there, illegal Irish and Russian immigrants in the Boston and greater Boston area, and they're usually white.
Yeah, I knew when I lived in Philadelphia and was on the air there, some of my friends were Irish immigrants, illegal Irish immigrants.
I have, you know, no problem with their being here. I disagree with you but on illegality. But the thing is, this person that just called, it could very well be right. It could be about the color of one's skin. However, Russia and Ireland, I think, have better educational systems than do the Central Americans. So, and the Central Americans, I think, really have a better reason to come because they can't do anything because, as one lady told me, I'm not going to say it in Spanish, but she told me the other day in Dollar Tree, the reason the Guatemalans are having a problem is because the their president was elected fraudulently. And actually, she didn't tell me this part, but I've done a lot of political study, and the problems in Central America are because of the way the Americans acted down there with the Banana Republic. And there's so much more that I can tell you from a pilot who was a pilot over there who was almost destroyed by the United States, supposedly doing the United States work, but he was being undermined probably by the CIA. But he's a crackerjack pilot, believe me, and he solved that problem fast. But I'm telling you, otherwise I would not have this particular person in my family today. And there's just too much going on, and this country is filthy. And I'm an American citizen, and I believe I'm a good American citizen, even though I just said what I said, because I can criticize it, and I do criticize it. And it's constructive criticism.
Well, I think you bring up an interesting point about skin color versus education, because if you look at the skin color of those who come from India, they're much more highly educated. You could have an Indian illegal immigrant here that would not get the attention as a Mexican illegal immigrant.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. All right, Mary, I appreciate the call. If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, if the president doesn't do anything about the illegal aliens coming into this country now, when do you suggest that he does something about it? Well, I think that's a good point. We need to do something about it. But let's just be honest that this is about politics. That's my point this afternoon. You and I can disagree. There has been another way of handling illegal immigrants in this country other than to separate parents and kids until just this new policy. There's been another way of doing it. Let's do it that way. This way just seems to be cruel. And it doesn't mean that I endorse. Again, this is not so black and white in terms of a dividing line between right and wrong. Because it's wrong if you come to this country illegally. But if you're here, let's be at least humane about the process. And something does need to be done about the border. I think the effectiveness of the wall is, in my opinion, it's probably overrated. But I don't have a problem with a wall being up. Let's put a wall up, and we already have fences and walls. Let's make that even better. But where's the money going to come from? And number two, it's not going to stop everybody from coming to the country. And there are still going to be those who fly in. They're going to be those who come in different ways. So it doesn't totally solve the problem. If it would, then that would be an entirely different argument. But it won't. I don't have a problem with a nice wall up. But let's not put the wall up at that expense and think the problem's taken care of. But see, that's the simplistic reduction of the issue. Build that wall. Build that wall. And who's going to pay for it? Mexico. Well, we know that's not true. But yet there are those who believe that's what's going to happen. And they still believe Mexico's going to pay for it. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870. Text number 870-870. Song for the Eagles, On the Border. And that's what we're talking about, the southern border, not the northern border. And I think there's little doubt that there is this intense fear of Mexican, Central American, and South American immigrants over many of the other immigrants that do come to this country. Also, the numbers are more massive from Mexico, and so maybe the size of that group coming in is part of the fear, which I understand. I mean, our country's broke. I mean, our country's broke, but look, there are a lot of people in Washington and in the White House and on the president's cabinet that are taking advantage of the system. I mean, it's broke, but you've got millionaires and billionaires ripping off taxpayers by using this jet for this or doing this for that or buying this for, you know, so, I mean, it's kind of a joke. If they want to find the money for something, they find the money for it. But this is going to continue to be a very controversial issue. And anytime you involve kids in the equation, it's going to be controversial. But my main point has been this afternoon that this is about politics. And to some degree, the Democrats are playing politics as well by focusing on the kids that are, that seem to be the most affected by being removed from their parents. But I remember being a kid, and I was a kid as long as anybody in this country's ever been a kid. And I remember literally clinging to my, clinging to my parents if we were in a place where the surroundings were strange to me. And I can't imagine somebody pulling me away from my parents. I would freak out. Now, I get it. The parents should not have come here and crossed the border illegally with their kids. And the message that if you come here with your kids and you're not going to be prosecuted, that is absolutely the wrong message. But in the interim, while we get this new message out there, which we should do, it just seems like we could handle this differently. Who do you blame more for the immigration problem? 74% say Democrats, 26% say Republicans. Give us your opinion at WWL.com. For Metairie, H.J., welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
I'd like to make a comment about this. I'm just reading something here on this on a computer about a program that since 2008, the United States has had a policy known as the Alien Transfer Exit Program, ATEP, or Lateral Repatriation. This program focuses on detaining male migrants of Mexican descent and sometimes separate the families, as it's doing now. And I just thought I would bring that to your attention because you're commenting, pretty extensively about the situation. This is something that maybe has been going on similarly for quite some time.
Well, H.J., there are a lot of different loopholes with different laws, and for some reason that doesn't apply to what's happening now because Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen tweeted out yesterday that we do not have a policy of separating families at the border, period. So that's an update from a cabinet member of the Trump administration that we don't have that policy. So it's a new policy. It doesn't mean that things haven't been done in the past, but this is a new effort, and I believe it's politically motivated.
Well, maybe so. I just thought I'd mention it to you. It's called ATEP.
H.J., appreciate you mentioning it. If you've got a comment, 260-1870, text number 870-870. Group of high school students from Parkland, Florida, touring the country with their message about gun violence in America. One of their goals is to promote young people registering to vote. That's a scary thing for a lot of people because they're concerned how those young people are going to vote. I posted this on my Facebook page, SOTA, Scoot on the Air, over the weekend, and it got a wide range of response. Do you credit or discredit the student summer tour to promote their demand that something be done about gun violence? And do you think it's something that, hey, it's just a passing thing, it's not a big deal? There were people who didn't think it would get this far, that it would fizzle out and they wouldn't do any more. But they're on tour now promoting this idea. Is it a good idea to promote that young people register to vote? Or is that something that scares you? 260-1870, text 870-870. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. You know, one of the confusing things about people coming to this country illegally is there are illegal immigrants and there are refugees, and technically there is a big difference. And one of the problems is, how do we as a country determine who really is coming here seeking political asylum? Mike, you're on WWL. I've got time for a quick comment.
Yes. How are you, Scoot?
Good.
I appreciate everything you're saying. I have a few questions for you. So you said that this is just getting started right now. What would be the alternative, in your opinion?
No, I didn't mean that it's just start. Well, the policy is just starting
well,
now. Yeah.
No, yeah.
I don't know, Mike. But something was done. All right, let me answer. Something was done up to this point that didn't include removing kids from parents. And, you know, I'm not in government. I'm not an expert. It's not my job to find a solution for that because there are experts that can. But this was a change in policy that when there really was no policy.
But that's exactly right. There was no policy at all, none. So now we're trying to curtail this this wave that's been taking place for the past 20 years.
I get it, but let's make sure we don't hurt or mistreat the kids that are coming here that didn't break the law when they came here. Their parents brought them here.
So one thing in question, one thing that Democratic senator did say that they're actually being treated better, and this is no excuse by no means, please understand.
Be quick.
They're getting treated better right now in these detention centers than they are in their home country.
Well, you know, I'm sure they are. But still, is it necessary to remove the kids from the parents? That's been the question. I'm Scoot. We'll talk about the students' tour. Do you credit or discredit those high school students? Coming up.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.